sure you'll find an average church, Catherine. Try and cheer up.
Oh, it's not just that, Claire. It's... Well, you remember I tried out for the part in the play this summer?
Oh, yeah. You're going for one of those pretty big roles, right?
Right. Well, I heard I didn't get it. And I just know it's because I'm one of the youngest. And they pick kids for those more important roles who are, you know, brainiacs. All the best and brightest.
Catherine, you're hardly dumb. Come on.
I don't know, Claire. I just feel like the things I'm good at aren't really important to anyone, you know?
Here's the church. Come on. We'll find this one. I just met.
Yeah, let's go quickly. I really don't like the looks of these clouds rolling in. Yeesh. Here's the pew my family sat at yesterday at Mass. Oh, darn it. It's not there. What am I gonna do, Claire?
I'm sorry, Catherine. I mean, let's look around.
Forget it, Claire. It's not here. Man, this whole week is just stinking.
Hello? Anyone there?
Mr. Clancy, is that you?
That sure is. Who shall I say is calling? Oh, it's you, Claire. And my old friend Catherine, I see.
Hi, Mr. Clancy. How are you?
Well, now, I was fine until I heard that sad tea kettle whistling. What ails you today, my good lassie?
She lost her purse here at the church yesterday, Mr. Clancy. At least she thinks it was here.
It had to be. I had it when I came in, but not when I got to the car. And my parents had somewhere to be, so we just had to retrace my steps to the church door and then leave. So I thought maybe I'd find it inside. It held all the money I have in it.
I hope you'll be giving me a small portion of those millions. I told Mr. Clancy, the janitor, for helping you find it, eh?
I don't know.
Oh, it wasn't that much money. Just all I had, you know?
Believe me, I do, Catherine. And I don't mean to poke fun. I suppose you already checked the pew where your family sat. Am I right?
Yeah, we did. You didn't find it anywhere, did you, Mr. Clancy? It was pink and about as big as your hand. You'd know it.
Nah, I'm sorry, my lass. I found nothing but dust and some cracker crumbs from that Johnson boy. I don't seem to be able to make it through Mass quietly without a snack, if you know what I mean. I seem to remember you being the same way as a tot young Claire. Of course, that was years and years ago.
I remember that, Mr. Clancy. I think I drove my mom a little bit crazy.
No doubt you did, Claire. Now listen.
What was that, Mr. Clancy? Your phone?
Yeah, it's the weather alert thingy. Doodad my son put on it for me. Hey, girls. Oh, looks like you're staying here a bit longer than you might have thought.
Why? What's happening?
Well, it seems a very severe thunderstorm is bearing down upon us, even as we speak. Yep, and let me check outside here. Alive, I don't recall seeing such rain in many a year. And the darkness. Girls look like the dead of night. This can't be good. There's something on this air.
I'm scared, Mr. Clancy. I want to go home.
I don't blame you a bit, young Catherine. But now ain't the time. I'm afraid you're stuck with me for a wee bit at least. It'll pass through, you can be sure. It won't take long.
Mr. Clancy, what's your phone saying now?
Right, let me just see now. Oh my. Listen, girls, come with me. We're basement bound.
What? What's going on?
It's a tornado warning. Seems somebody spotted a funnel cloud west of town heading this way. Come on. There now, girls. We're snug as bugs in a rug down here. Basement's the place to be. Have a seat there at the table and I'll fetch us all a cup of tea. How does that sound?
Thanks, Mr. Clancy, but I'm still a little scared. I'm worried about my family and my house.
Me too, and my dog, she's scared of storms.
Ah, you're a sweet one, me girl. I'm sure your families are fine, and your wee dog as well.
Mr. Clancy, do you think a tornado could knock down the church?
Well, now, let me see. On the one hand, God can do whatever he wants with his own wind and buildings, am I right? But on the other hand, this old church has been here more than 100 years, and I've no cause to think it's going anywhere today. Now, let me get that tea I was...
The lights went out and it's so dark!
Okay, now I'm getting scared.
Me too.
Now, girls, it's all right. Just a power outage. No surprise in a big storm like this one. I'll fetch us some candles. And while I'm at it, do you two have your parents' numbers? I should give them a call and let them know you're both safe here. They're probably worried sick.
Thank you.
Well, that storm keeps a raging, but we have these candles to keep a light on. Now tell me, Miss Catherine, you were glum and long-faced only about your missing purse today? Or something more? I thought I heard you say your whole week was a sour one.
Yeah, that's true.
Catherine didn't get a part she was trying out for in the community theater production this summer.
Yeah, I know it's because I'm not the big star those other girls are. They're also smart, best grades, and they've been in lots of plays and things before. I don't know, I'm probably not that great an actress. I just feel like the things I'm good at aren't ever the things people notice or really care about.
Ah, is that it? Well, Catherine, my dear, it seems to me that perspective is what you're needing as much as anything.
What do you mean, Mr. Clancy?
Well, you know, I can relate to how you're feeling. I went into the service when I was a lad, way back in the Korean War.
I didn't know you were in a war, Mr. Clancy. That must have been really scary.
Well, Claire, to tell the truth, I didn't see all that much action. See, I thought I was going to be a great hero, young, dumb boy that I was. I was sure I was a great leader, and would get all sorts of recognition. Truth is, what I wound up doing was assisting with a medical unit.
You weren't a doctor, were you?
No, ma'am. Not even close. So I got the really fun jobs. Cleaning up messes, changing dressings, fetching bedpans. The glamorous jobs.
Yuck.
You don't know the half of it, Claire. But I learned a few things. First of all, seeing all those boys coming in, all shot up and full of despair, I learned I was actually blessed not to be in the midst of all that fighting. But second, I learned I could serve in another way, one that matched my own God-given gifts.
How was that, Mr. Clancy?
Well, you see, I could make people laugh and tell them stories of my own childhood back in Ireland before my parents brought us here to America. And I could just be there for them, you know? And it got to where they would ask for me, ask when my shift started so they could have a visit from me. That was the greatest gift, really, to me, to know I was making a difference for some of those boys. In fact, it reminds me of a great old story, one of my favorites. You ever heard of the Juggler of Our Lady?
No.
Well, it's an old legend, been made into books, movies, TV shows, you name it. It takes place in the days of King Louis of France in the late 1700s. It's all about a poor juggler in France called Barnaby, who went about from town to town performing feats of skill and strength. He would unfold an old worn-out carpet in the public square,